Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Wednesday, February 24. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Jelena Fontaine says abused victims have no recourse if the law is both protector and violator at the same time. Vincentians to start paying taxes on cell phone and international calls in addition to new value-added taxes VAT. And Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump easily wins the U.S. Nevada state caucuses and solidifies his lead. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. The details coming up.
Those unwanted pounds? Do so with a little help from Quartz in our Lose to Win fitness promotion, where you get cash back for every pound you lose. With the purchase of selected fitness equipment from Quartz, you become eligible to sign up for our fitness challenge, where you can earn $20 cash for every pound you lose. Make your purchase today, complete your registration, and get started. The challenge runs for 6 weeks, and the earlier you shop, the longer you have to lose weight and earn some cash. There will be weekly weigh-ins to track your progress and keep you motivated. So stick to your fitness goals this new year and lose weight to win cash. Terms and conditions apply. See in-store for details. Quartz, bringing value home.
I need a fast cash to get me started, cause I want to get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash.
Program Manager of Child Fund International, Jelena Fontaine, says there is a yin and yang oxymoron situation regarding the concept of corporal punishment in Dominica. Fontaine believes the law cannot be a protector and a violator at the same time. However, she says this is what is currently occurring in Dominica, and that situation results in no recourse to the victims.
But what I can tell you is that when we're talking about access to justice for children, we're talking a lot more, even more, about their rights as human beings in the health sector, education sector, in the justice and legal sector, in all the different sectors. And through our work in Child Fund and with working with the coalition, the fundamental problems I'm seeing here that we can quickly improve upon, and I'm glad to say we've been talking a lot to the officials and some of them are listening to us. And progress is happening, but maybe it can be sped up, you know? What the fundamental issues I'm seeing is that one is our perception of children in the first place as human beings. There seems to be a difference between how people see children from the rest of the human race, and we have to reconcile that. They're just smaller, but they're human beings. We have rights, they have rights too. They're even more vulnerable than we are. And some problems we have, they might have same problems or even more problems. And through our systems, the strata and the different legal systems and the environments where the children mostly are, we have to make sure their rights are protected. That way, too, we minimize a lot of issues around their justice when we just make provisions for their rights in the first place. So the first one is our perception of them need to change. They're human beings, and there's a lot of modern research which we haven't caught up to. And so the other fundamental issue is that a lot of our laws are a bit old and not fully relevant to modern research, to modern things about child development, human development, etc. The other big problem with the law is that within some laws, the law undermines itself.
Sexual abuse against boys is on the increase in Dominica, and that's according to the Minister for Social Services, Family and Gender Affairs, Catherine Daniel. She says too often persons are of the opinion that it is only young girls who are at risk, but although the abuse against boys is to a lesser extent than against girls, the fact that it is increasing is a cause for concern.
The fact is, we often say that our girls are at risk, but the data shows that boys, though to a lesser extent, but the boys are also at risk. And it is increasing. Because in 2010, the boys, there were 39 boys. 2015, we now have 47 boys being violated in whatever way. But let me say quite strongly, we are a small country with a small population, and one child violated is one too many. One life mad is one too many. and one family devastated by this scourge is one too many.
Meantime, the Ministry of Education is presently embarking on a public outreach campaign to highlight the importance of protecting the country's children against sexual abuse. That's the word from the Chief Education Officer, Melina Fontaine. She says if everyone on island, not only education officials, continue to be proactive in getting the message across, the abuses just might come to a complete halt.
Child safety and protection is very important to us. And we have been addressing many of the issues related to that under the Child Friendly School Initiative. We are presently embarking on a public outreach campaign, and we hope to use every opportunity possible to highlight the message that children are to be protected at all times from all forms of abuse. I believe that if we maintain a collaborative, sustained effort at dealing with the issue of violence against children, and we continue to promote the Break the Silence campaign, we will be able to realize a substantial decrease, if not a complete halt, because that is the ideal, to violence against children.
You're listening to Q95's Midday News. Acting Prime Minister Justina Charles has confirmed that as of the next academic year, the Lovely Professional University in India will grant 10 scholarships to Dominican students wishing to pursue studies at the Punjab-based university. On Tuesday, the Lovely Professional University, reportedly the largest in India, conferred an honorary doctorate of literature on Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett. And Acting Prime Minister Justina Charles said, she considers this a proud day for the island of Dominica.
By virtue of the high esteem in which the Prime Minister and consequently the Commonwealth of Dominica was held by the university and the wider Indian community, the institution will, as of next academic year, grant 10 scholarships to Dominican students wishing to pursue studies at the Punjab-based university. As acting Prime Minister, I consider this a glorious day for Dominica. This country might be small and home to a mere 71,000 inhabitants, but we are fortunate to be led by a world-recognized and respected leader who continues to bring great pride and opportunity to this nation.
Lovely Professional University is reportedly the largest single campus university in India, with a student enrollment in excess of 30,000, faculty of almost 4,000, and offers more than 200 academic degree programs. MP for Roseau North Danny Lugay says it is a shame that Prime Minister Skerrett was able to acquire an honorary PhD as Dominicans are being put out of temporary homes because government fails to pay the rents.
When an honorary doctorate is bought for with money, $91,334.71, it is a shame. Now, while our Prime Minister, we have photos with our Prime Minister giving out $91,334.71 for his honorary doctorate. In Dominica, we have persons suffering where they had to be moved out of their homes and their shelters because monies were not paid for their temporary abode. And that is a disgrace.
Lugay says India is home to many billionaires, and while money is needed in Dominica, Prime Minister Skerrett hands out a check of just over $91,000 and gets an honorary PhD. He says he finally understands what the Baroness meant when she said, suck salt.
When the Baroness Scotland told us that we will be sucking salt, now I understand. I did not understand what you were speaking about. In India today, whereas you have a lot of poverty, but there you have sitting probably the most millionaires and billionaires on earth. And the money is needed in Dominica. And Prime Minister Skerrett goes to India, hands out a check of $91,334.71 to purchase an honorary doctorate when people in Dominica cannot eat a loaf of bread. So now I understand what the sucking salt is all about.
However, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says despite being one of the lesser-known Caribbean islands, Dominica is establishing itself as an international business hub for interesting investment opportunities. While delivering the featured remarks at the sixth convocation ceremony of the lovely professional university, Mrs. Skerritt, who was also the chief guest, noted that Dominica is full of potential for growth.
Dominica, though physically small in comparison to India, and with a population of just 71,000, is a nation geared to develop and empower our youth to be leaders. We seek to achieve this by diversifying our sectors, by teaching our children to become multicultural individuals, and to develop a belief in themselves so that they can navigate their way in the world. Dominica, one of the lesser-known Caribbean islands, is full of potential for growth. Dominica is now establishing itself as an international business hub for interesting investment opportunities. We are the country of choice for thousands of entrepreneurs, professionals, billionaires, and international families from around the world.
Meanwhile, Mrs. Skerritt issued a call for the Indian University to engage in cultural exchanges with the students of Dominica.
I take this opportunity to invite those interested in travel or geothermal energy or water resources to come to Dominica. I invite the lovely professional university to engage in a cultural exchange with the students of Dominica. I believe that the two strong cultures have a shared sense of community, a common thirst for knowledge, and a resourcefulness that creates leaders. For you, geographical boundaries should now be non-existent. As a graduate of this renowned institution of higher learning, you may go forward, knowing that you are prepared for life and its varied challenges.
In 2015, a lovely professional university conferred an honorary degree on Dalai Lama, who was the chief guest and featured speaker. And the proprietor of the Nature Island Paper Products, Inc., NIP, has announced that the factory is up for sale. NIP, Inc. started operations in Dominica in Shed No. 5 of the Caneville Industrial Estate on August 31, 2014, with the production of two brands of toilet tissue, Emerald Touch and Soft Falls. In other news this afternoon, Vincentians will have to start paying taxes on cell phone and international calls to contribute to government's plan to reduce poverty in the country. They'll also be digging into their pockets to pay value-added tax VAT on some items that were once VAT-free. The new and increased taxes were announced by Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves as he delivered the 2016 budget in Parliament yesterday in the absence of the opposition New Democratic Party, NDP, which boycotted the sitting as it continues protests against the results of the last election in December, which it insists was rigged. Gonsalves told Parliament that a 2% levy will be imposed on mobile phone calls and international calls. VAT will be introduced on several items, including packaged rice, butter, brown sugar, chicken, salt, shortenings, baking powder. There will be an increase in excise tax on beverages, and a property tax on commercial buildings will move from 0.06% to 0.08% to match what owners of residential properties currently pay. And Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump easily wins the U.S. Nevada state caucuses and solidifies his lead. Many pundits are now wondering whether Trump is unstoppable. The billionaire candidate now has three consecutive wins after victories in New Hampshire and South Carolina. Senators Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, who have been attacking each other this week on the campaign trail, are vying for second place in Nevada. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Jelena Fontaine says abused victims have no recourse if the law is both protector and violator at the same time. Vincentians to start paying taxes on cell phone and international calls in addition to new value-added taxes. And Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump easily wins the U.S. Nevada state caucuses and solidifies his lead. The news is brought to you compliments Quartz Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.